Das kann so sein, dass ich ein Schlag habe, wenn ich mich nicht mehr darf, auf Ches. Die Mission sagt, ich habe bei euch. Nachman sagt, one may cut either the esophagus, the veshet, or the trachea, the corner of the bird. This is based on the mission that says that you only have to cut one simen, which means either one. Rabbi Ado, Bar Ahava said, he has to shech the veshet, because when Mishnah says one, it means the special one, which refers to the veshet. Bryce says, if someone shechted the veshet of a bird and the corner then became dislodged, the shechita is kosher. If the corner first became dislodged and then shechted the veshet, the shechita is pasul. If you shechted the veshet of a bird and then finds that the corner is detached from the jaw, but doesn't know if it happened before the shechita, in which case the shechita is not kosher, or after, in which case it's kosher. This was a case when they said that any suffix regarding a shechita is possible. Now the Brisa only discusses the shechting of the vesha, not the kana. This refutes of Nachman. And furthermore, the Brisa discusses it in this way only because it's more likely for a kana to get dislodged and for a vesha to get dislodged. For Ekmar, Brisa says if someone shechted half of each shimon of a bird, the shechita is possible, and certainly the same would apply to the shechita of an animal. Rabbi Yehuda says that the shechita of a bird is not kosher until one shechts the veshet and the vreden. This refutes of Nachman. And furthermore, the Brisa only mentions the veshet because it's next to the vreden. However, a shechita of the corner alone would be kosher as well. For Ekmar, Brisa says if someone shechted half of the corner and then paused for as long as it would need for another shechita, and he then completed the shechita is kosher. Presumably, this refers to the shechita of a bird and means he completed the shechita of the corner, and this therefore refutes Rav Ado. The Brisa is referring to the shechita of an animal and means that he completed the shechita of both simonim. In fact, the Brisa says if half the cutting was damaged and a shechita then added a tiny cut and completed it, the shechita is kosher. Presumably, this refers to the shechita of a bird and means he completed the shechita of the cutting and therefore refused Rav Ado Bar Ahava. And the Brisa is discussing the shechita of an animal, it means he completed the shechita of both simonim. In fact, the Brisa describes the proper way to do malika. It says the nail is to break through the spine and to then cut through either simon. This refutes Rav Ado Bar Ahava to Yofta. And the Chanami just slugs up Rav Ado Bar Ahava. How do we pass it in practice? So the Gemara asks, what's the question? We just proved from Malika that cutting through even one simon is enough. The Gemara explains, maybe Malika is not a valid proof because it may be that since the spinal cord and the neck are broken, that's why cutting through just one of them, one simon, may be enough. But how do we pass it? If the Gemara, we can answer from the following. A duck had blood all over its neck and was brought to Rava. Rava questioned how this duck could be examined to see if it had become a trefa. He said, we can't simply check it and then check it because maybe the shechita will be done in a place where there's already a hole in the simen. He said, we can't check before the shechita because Rava has said that the vesha can only be examined from the inside, not the outside. Rava's son, Rav Yosef, said, let us check the kana which could be checked from the outside and then check the kana and then examine the veshet from the inside. Rava praises him for his answer. From here, we clearly see that the shechita of either simen would be sufficient. Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad sheyishchait. Rav Chisa said the requirement of Rabbi Yehuda to cut the vreden is only in regard to the shechita of birds, since they tend to be roasted whole. However, since an animal is cut to pieces before it's roasted, you would not have to cut the vreden. In fact, this would seem to say that Rabbi Yehuda requires the cutting of the vreden to allow for the draining of the blood from the animal. However, the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda requires the vreden to be shechted. He doesn't simply say it has to be cut, which suggests that it's part of the parcel of the proper shechita, not just for the draining of blood. And for tomorrow, the Mishnah should be read as saying that he requires that the reason be cut. And the reference to Shechita is that the reason should be cut during the time of the Shechita. For tomorrow, Bryce says Rabbi Yehuda holds that the reason must be shechted. Changes to say it should be cut during the time of the Shechita. Bryce says, for tomorrow, the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, since the cutting of the reason is only to remove the blood, why do they have to be shechted? The shows that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the reason have to actually be shechted, which must mean that he holds that it's done not just to remove the blood. And for tomorrow, the Rabbanan should be understood as asking him why the cutting of the vreden must be done during the time of the shechita. Why can't it be done later as well? To that, Rabbi Yehuda said, during the shechita, the blood is warm and will drain more easily. After the shechita, the blood is cool and will not flow as easily. V'ekmer Rabbi Yirmiyah, who did not hear the statement of Rav Chisda, asked, what's the halacha according to Rabbi Yehuda if someone shechted the vreden but did shia or drasha while doing so? So an elder said in the name of Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Yochanan that one may even make a hole in the vreden with a thorn and that would be kosher. So Bryce is a portrait of Chisda because the Bryce seems to clearly say that Rabbi Yehuda only requires the cutting of the vreden when shechting a bird. Mishnah said, Chatzi echad be'oif v'chulo. We have learned that Rav says that a simon cut exactly to the midway point is considered as if the majority was cut because Hashem commanded Moshe that most of the simon cannot remain unshechted. Rav Kahana said it's not considered as if the majority is cut of exactly half. Why? Because Hashem commanded that most has to be shechted. Shech, the Gemara, our Mishnah says that if someone shechted half of one simon of a bird or one and a half simonim of an animal, the shechita is possible. This refutes Rav, and for the Mishnah means that it's possible to Rabbanan's gzeira that one may not end up cutting half the simon. Shech, the Gemara of Katina asked that Bryce regarding a tamei earthenware oven says that if someone split it into two equal pieces, the pieces remain tamei because it's impossible to be exact, and to make the oven lose its tumah, it has to be smashed. Now, this suggests that if it were possible to be exact, the piece would be tar, but if we said that half is considered to be a majority, how could be tar? Each piece is a majority. And for the Gemara, Papa said, one keli cannot be broken into two pieces with each piece being a majority. This is different than the case of a shechita, and therefore does not refute it. Fekmar Brisa says, if one shechted half the kana and then paused for as as long as would be needed for another shechita, and he then completed the shechita, shechita is kosher. Now, if shechting, he has like shechting the majority, the animal should become a trefa from having its kana cut and then having paused the shechita. And for tomorrow, the Bryce is discussing the shechita of a bird. In that case, the shechita is valid no matter what we hold. If it's considered to be a majority, it's kosher because a bird only needs a majority of one simit to be shechted. If it's less than a majority, the bird does not need, the bird does not become a trefa from that act. In fact, Gemara Braisa says, if half the kana was damaged in a shechita, then added a tiny cut and completed it, the shechita is kosher. Now, if shechting half is like cutting, is like shechting the majority, the animal should become a trefa from having its kana cut. This refutes Rav. And for Gemara, Rava said, the halachas of trefa are different because an animal does not become trefa unless it's a majority that's a noticeable majority. I asked if for trefa, which can often apply with the smallest hole, we need a noticeable majority in the kana, then for shechita, where we always need a majority, we should certainly need a noticeable majority. And for demara, rather, we have to say that all agree that a simon cut exactly halfway is not considered to be cut in the majority. Machalek between Rav and Rav Kahanam is regarding a carbon pesach. If half of the tzibur is tamei and half is tar, Rav says each half is considered to be a majority and each half therefore brings their pesach by themselves. The tar people bring it in tahara, tamei people bring it in tumah. Kahana says neither is treated like a majority, therefore the Torah people bring the Pesach in its normal time. The Tamei people bring it on Pesach Sheni. The reason Rav holds like that in that case is because he darshens a pasuk to teach that a sizable Sibur is not pushed off the Pesach Sheni.